101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA right now, a warning from the Los Angeles Police Department.
I'm Captain Kaywin Gibson, the police captain for the University of California, Los Angeles. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly.
Police with shields and batons lined up opposite students who have set up a pro-Palestinian encampment. They were given a deadline of this morning to leave, but they are still there. It's part of a growing crackdown on college campuses' protests over the war in Gaza. Police in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Attorney General Josh Call says the security system prevented him from entering.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
A six-week abortion ban is now in place in the state of Florida. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers have repealed a near-total ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. The Arizona governor says she will sign the repeal quickly. This is ABC News. A seriously close call for a driver in Washington state.
Even the steering even bent from the impact.
A Washington man is sharing his story of survival after a steel beam came crashing through his windshield as he was driving down the highway, missing him by just inches.
Seriously, I thought I was dead.
Gregory Sannon was headed to work north of Seattle when police say a man was seen throwing debris off an overpass.
He hit the car so hard, but I think he didn't hit me. He hit the steering wheel.
Authorities don't know where that steel beam came from, as there are no construction sites in the immediate area.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Federal officials now say tests of ground beef for the bird flu have come back negative. The tests were ordered after fragments of the bird flu virus showed up in milk. And Airbnb wants to put you in some iconic places. The company announcing a new promotion it calls Icons, offering a chance to win a stay in places like a home modeled after the house in the Disney movie Up, or spending the night in the Ferrari Museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The threat is over in Mount Horeb, where someone fired a gun outside a middle school Wednesday morning. Witnesses say they saw children running amid the sound of gunshots. Law enforcement says the shooter never got inside the school and no one was hurt but the suspect himself. Donald Trump campaigning in Waukesha, blaming President Biden for the higher cost of living.
We had the greatest economy in history. This is, everybody said, this isn't me, this is everybody. We had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive.
Trump has promised to raise tariffs, cut taxes, and encourage cheap money policy. Economists and Wall Street analysts tell NBC News those things would likely drive prices higher. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-seven series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball, the Brewers' Willy Adames hit two home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the seventh inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and it's over his head and gone again. A two-homer game for Willy Adames.
Went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a two-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending, and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
Flowing sweet, just right. She's an endless all your summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time.
wants to.
Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair
our jeans to fit just right. Things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child. And a radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
With a cross across my face, I'm a trailer park tornado.
dialed up like that.
Country, good Thursday to you. Going to be a cool one today.
49 is what they're telling us. Chance of rain is at 90%. A chilly day with periods of rain, east wind at about 8 to 18 through the day. Better stuff is ahead for the weekend, but today not so much. We've got temperatures that'll get close to 70 for tomorrow, back down to the 50s on Saturday, and probably 60s for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and a lot of next week. So some nice weather on the way, but today just kind of a cloudy, dreary, maybe a washout day with that chance of rain at 90%. We're waking up right now to 43 on our way to 49. Let's get you updated twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA right now, a warning from the Los Angeles Police Department.
I'm Captain Kaywin Gibson.
With shields and batons lined up opposite students who have set up a pro-Palestinian encampment. They were given a deadline of this morning to leave, but they are still there. It's part of a growing crackdown on college campuses' protests over the war in Gaza. Police in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Attorney General Josh Call says the security system prevented him from entering.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
A six-week abortion ban is now in place in the state of Florida. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers have repealed a near-total ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. The Arizona governor says she will sign the repeal quickly. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings systems, but not Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. One sports writer called the Bucks win in Indy Tuesday night extraordinary, especially since they did it without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. It looks like they'll have to do it again when they face the Pacers tonight in Game 6 with Dame and Giannis doubtful. Chris Middleton asked about the defensive game plan they had in Tuesday night's victory.
I thought it was great. You know, guys, you know, they were fighting. I was fighting down low. Like you said, Bees was, you know, Pat Bev, Pat Connaughton, everybody was. Brooke did a great job, you know, hanging on the perimeter at times, and I thought we played with a lot of pride on the defensive side. You know, that set the tone for us throughout the game.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before they face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow. The Brewers with a 7-1 win over the Rays, despite manager Pat Murphy serving a suspension. Assistant manager Ricky Weeks says the veteran players showed leadership in the clubhouse.
The talk from the vets, the talk just around the clubhouse itself, I think we were pretty good. We just wanted to come out there, you know, with a win, obviously, to get the series win right then. We did.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Pixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Pot and Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Pot and Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze Cough for some serious freshness, and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh-smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze Cough for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124. For rules and how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
You get out from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
Got me over my
Country. On your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
Get today for a temperature right about 43 right now. Just a cloudy, overcast, wet day. The rest of the week is going to get warmer. Still a little bit of rain lingering here and there. More on that to come from our weather folks here in just a little bit. But we got a Thursday, so we've got no Brewers today. They're taking the day off. We're supposed to have a local game. We'll see if Mother Nature lets us do that with Rib Lake hosting Phillips in softball action today down in Rib Lake at 4:45, and then the Bucks will follow that contest tonight. We'll join that game in progress. Now, if our local game gets rained out, we'll just have the Bucks game on. But we'll see what happens here a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll keep you informed.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua.
Here we are on the cusp of the 2024 opener. First opener in three seasons, we haven't been concerned with ice out. For the most part, walleye spawning is done. Water temperatures are averaging 43 to 46 degrees. Cool nights in the 30s has kept the warmer days from heating up too quickly. We've received some rain, but not as much as we need, but enough to bring our lakes and flowages levels up some. Walleye anglers for the opener should, for the most part, be targeting post-spawn walleyes. This is a time where your temperature gauge on your electronics becomes very important. Differences in 1 to 2 degree surface temperature from one side of a lake to another can make all the difference in fish activity. Wind will push the warmest water at the surface across lakes, lowering the temperature on the lee side while raising the temperature on the windward side and having a distinct effect on fish activity at this time of year. Look for any newly emerging green weeds in 2 to 8 feet of water. This is where insects and minnows will be that draws those hungry post-spawn walleyes in to feed. A lightweight 1/32nd to 1/16th ounce jig tipped with a lively fathead minnow, dace, chub, or even leech as the water warms in the low 50s will work great. Slip robber rigs will also work with these same live baits, as well as shallow running stick baits in the 3 to 4 inch length, such as floating Rapalas, Storm Junior Thundersticks, and Smithwick rattling ropes. Just work these shallow running baits just over the tops of the new weed growth.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
AQ Country.
Kick the dust up.
Lights, backing up a two-lane road.
Kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
There at 98Q Country. Looks to be a wet one today. 90% chance of rain clouds. A little bit breezy. Better stuff ahead temperature-wise anyway for the weekend. But today, outdoor activities probably going to be not the best. We're going to see only 49 today. 43 right now. Some words of wisdom for your Thursday, the 2nd of May. Thursday, May 2nd. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Today is the National Day of Prayer, an annual nationally recognized observance that invites people of all faiths to pray. Prayer has been an important part of America since our inception. In 1775, our forefathers prayed for wisdom as they lay the foundation for our republic. In 1952, a day of prayer became an annual observance. And in 1988, the National Day of Prayer was permanently set as the first Thursday of May. Today is a good opportunity for you and me to reflect on everything that God has done for our nation and to remember that there is still plenty to pray about. From political disruption and cultural upheaval to the immense pressure heaped on marriages and families, many Americans feel an increasing sense of hopelessness about the future. We restore our hope through prayer because it expresses our faith in something greater than ourselves. Prayer helps us to believe that despite the darkness in our world, God is alive and His light still shines in the darkness. Prayer connects us with something deeper than our challenges and gives us courage and hope in times of fear and uncertainty. I hope you'll take some time today and become a part of our nation's long and rich history of prayer. Check online for organized events in your community or call us here at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. That's 1-800-A-FAMILY. And we can point you in a direction to pray today. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Crop insurance is designed to protect your livelihood, but gaps in your coverage can still leave you exposed. A hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services fills those gaps. Unlike multi-peril policies, Crop Hail offers coverage on an acre-by-acre basis and can protect the full value of your crops. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Cloudy today with rain likely this afternoon into this evening. We may end up with a quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down here later tonight. 54 our high, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, little patchy fog, rain ending, and then gradually clearing after midnight. 41 the low. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Let's go!
Go!
Want
to connect with us? We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I'd hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat. I saved you a seat.
slide. Kill a cold mill of blue moon red.